John, 5 goals conceded in 2 home games. That would have been unthinkable when you came back in January. Is the fact that there isn't maybe a siege mentality now at the start of the season like there was? You had something really to work for, didn't you? You had a relegation to avoid.
Yeah.
Has that mentality gone now? The players think that they've made it already.
No, I would never say that. I just think that, listen, well, it's the start of the season. It's the first time I've been here at the start of the season. The players have got to realise how I want to try and play. I think the problem is we didn't score enough goals, so I want us to try and go out and win more games than we did last season. I know we defended really well and kept clean sheets, but there's no difference really in the way we're going to play. I just think it's people. You've just got to see pictures on the pitch. You've got to see pictures and spot danger before it happens. The 2 goals were comical on Saturday against Oxford. I've watched them over and over again. They're comical. The first goal tonight is comical. I just didn't see them coming. I didn't see them goals coming. Even a penalty I didn't see coming tonight. So possibly their goal, the second goal for Oxford tonight, a good little passage of play for them, and I'll accept that. But there's 4 of the goals I didn't even see or thought were going to happen while I'm watching the game. So, and that's only just players switching up. You can't do anything for them as a coach or a manager. If someone is daydreaming, that's something he's got to deal with and do a lot better and be switched on a lot more.
You took positives from the Oxford game. Do you take positives from
I do, yeah. We've scored 2 goals against the Championship side. We possibly could have, you know, Aaron's, his head is very unfortunate, and sometimes if the luck's not with you, the luck won't with us. It bounces off the inside. Even a chance right at the death should be a goal. I think it's Clarkey or Jez, I'm not sure. Ripley made a brilliant save. But they were a good team. I think they kept possession of the ball a little bit better than us. Well, better than us. But I think we have created chances, and we were more of a threat, and we did look like we were going to score 1 or 2 goals. And it was patches. Last 20 minutes of the first half, I thought we did really well. And then after they scored their goal, we got back in the game to 2-1, and then we take our foot off the pedal a little bit and allow them to come back in the game. And unfortunately for us, they've got 2 goals from it.
There have been teams in the past, fairly recent past, who have had poor starts to the season and gone on to win big things. I think Wigan Athletic are a good example. I think they lost the first 3 games of the season a few years ago, won the title, something like that.
I think Sheffield United done it last year, didn't they?
So, yeah.
I'm not going to beat myself up because we've lost 2 games. I know it's very early in the season, but the 2 home games, and I expect us to get something from both games. So I think you lads know me. It beats me up when I'm losing. I don't like it at all. And I'm hoping it's installing, getting into the player's head. That
you've got an away game coming up.
Yeah.
Now Walsall on Saturday. Oldham had a good record away from home last season. In that period when you came back, how much do you know about Walsall?
A good footballing side. They're always good. They're a good little. Got some good little players there. They're technically, again, they're a good footballing side. I think we improved tonight on Saturday's performance. I think tonight we were better, and I'm hoping if we can, you know, I've said what I've had to say in the dressing room, and hopefully the players will take it on board, and then we're going to Walsall. I'm going to Walsall expecting we're going to win the game, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to try and pick a team and make sure to pick the right team, what's going to hopefully get us 3 points.
The league allegedly more high importance than cup match. Do you envisage changes for the trip to Walsall?
I've got 1 or 2 players who I think could be playing. I threw 1 or 2 in tonight, so it's important. I don't want to keep changing my team. I want to try and get a settled side. Again, the league programme obviously is the most important thing. Very disappointed we've been beat tonight in the cup, but league is priority, and it's important that I don't keep changing my team. I want to try and get a settled side and know what formation and who I believe is going to hopefully start winning games and help us winning games.